All right, let's dive into something I know you've been curious about: service-oriented architecture, SOA. We're going to really unpack what it means, you know, beyond all the buzzwords. And you sent over some really interesting materials, especially that IELTSGuruU.pdf. So you're smart to cut through the hype and figure out if SOA can actually, like, benefit your business. And that's what we're here for.
It's wise to be cautious, for sure, because SOA, it does get overhyped sometimes. So let's break down the real advantages, the architectural ones. At its core, SOA is about getting different computer systems to work together, even if they were built, you know, years apart, using totally different technologies.
So that's what everyone means by interoperability, right? It's like nowadays you can connect a vintage record player to a modern Bluetooth speaker.
Exactly. They cooperate even though they're different. And SOA takes this further with reusability. Imagine building software with, like, pre-made blocks of code, almost like high-tech Legos. Developers can plug in these pre-built services instead of writing everything from scratch. And that saves a ton of time and money.
So it's not just connecting things, but it's making the whole building process more efficient, too. That IELTSGuruU document you sent, it mentioned a company that reused a payment processing service across multiple apps, and they save something like 20% in development costs. That's huge.
Precisely. And that efficiency makes it easier to scale things up, too. So instead of redesigning the whole system when you need more capacity, with SOA, you just expand specific services, like adding lanes to a highway, you know, during rush hour.
Ah, so you can adapt to growth without the whole system crashing. That makes a lot of sense. And I bet that kind of flexibility helps businesses stay agile in today's tech world, which is always changing so fast.
Absolutely. With SOA, you can swap or upgrade individual services without affecting the whole system. Think of it like updating an app on your phone. You get the new features and improvements, but you don't need a whole new phone.
It's all starting to click now. We've got interoperability, reusability, scalability, flexibility. But let's talk about the bottom line, the cost. That IELTSGuruU material also mentioned cost effectiveness as, like, a major benefit of SOA. So how does that actually work?
SOA can save money in a few ways. First, by reusing those code building blocks, you're avoiding redundant work, which saves money up front, of course. And then streamlining processes through integration, well, that reduces your ongoing maintenance costs.
It almost sounds too good to be true. But you know what they say, if something sounds too good to be true.
You're right to be skeptical. There are some misconceptions about SOA out there, especially when it comes to performance. One myth is that SOA just automatically makes things faster.
But are there times when SOA might actually slow things down? Instead of speeding them up, I mean?
That's a great question. While SOA can definitely improve efficiency overall, it can also add some complexity. And all that communication between services, it can create overhead. Kind of like traffic jams, even on a well-designed highway.
So SOA isn't a magic bullet then. It sets the stage for better performance, but it doesn't guarantee it.
Exactly. It all comes down to smart implementation and the right tools. And that's where Oracle comes in. They offer a suite of tools specifically designed to maximize SOA's benefits. And also to tackle those potential performance challenges we talked about.
Ah, yes. That IELTSGuruU material you sent had a whole section on Oracle's role in the SOA world. Can we break that down a bit?
Absolutely. Let's start with Oracle Integration Cloud, or OIC. Think of it as a universal translator for computer systems. It allows smooth communication between all sorts of applications, no matter how old they are or what technology they use.
And this OIC has pre-built adapters to make integration faster. Right? I remember reading something about that. It seems like a huge time saver.
It is. It's like having a toolbox full of ready-made connectors for different systems. So it really speeds up the whole process. Then there's Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. It provides the raw power and speed SOA needs to run smoothly. Think of it as the high-speed internet that keeps everything moving quickly.
So OIC connects everything, and OCI provides the muscle. Got it. Now, what about Oracle Fusion Cloud? The document mentioned that too. How does that fit into the SOA picture?
Oracle Fusion Cloud is a perfect example of SOA in action. It's a suite of business applications, all pre-built, and each one is designed as a modular service. This shows the flexibility and agility of SOA. You can adopt and scale individual modules as needed, just like adding new features to your smartphone.
It's fascinating how it all connects, and I think that modular design really speaks to your point about avoiding redundancy. Businesses can use these pre-built components instead of building every feature from scratch, right?
Exactly. And because it's built on SOA principles, Fusion Cloud has all those benefits: interoperability, scalability, flexibility. It's like having a Lego set for your whole business. Yeah. You pick the pieces you need and assemble them in a way that works best for you.
Okay, so we've got the tools, but what about the strategy? That IELTS Guru You document, it really stressed the importance of smart implementation and best practices for SOA. Can you walk us through that?
Of course. One fundamental best practice is to define clear boundaries for each service, almost like drawing districts on a city map. This avoids overlap and redundancy. Each service knows its role and how it interacts with the others.
That's a well-organized city, right? It runs smoother than one where everything overlaps.
Precisely. And just like a city needs a traffic control center to monitor traffic flow, performance monitoring is essential for SOA. This lets you spot bottlenecks and potential problems so you can optimize performance before they become major issues.
So it's about being proactive, not reactive. Makes sense. And of course, with all these systems connected, security is super important.
Absolutely. Securing communication between services is vital. It protects sensitive data and ensures the integrity of the whole system. Imagine a city with robust cybersecurity to protect its people and infrastructure. That's the level of security SOA needs.
Okay, we've covered a lot. Benefits of SOA, debunked some myths, explored how Oracle tools can really unlock its potential. But what does this all mean for our listener? How can they apply this knowledge to their own work and challenges?
That's the key question. As we wrap up this part of our deep dive, take a moment to think about how SOA could change your business or your projects. What integration challenges are you facing? And how could a more integrated, flexible, and scalable approach to software development help you? How could it help you reach your goals?
Those are really great questions to think about. And remember, SOA isn't one size fits all. It needs to be planned carefully and tailored to your specific needs. But with the right approach and the right tools, it can really change the game.
Precisely. It's about finding the right fit and understanding how SOA can help you reach new heights.
Well said. And stay tuned, because in the next part of our deep dive, we'll go even deeper into Oracle Fusion Cloud and how it really embodies the principles of SOA in a powerful and practical way.
We'll explore its modular design, its seamless integration, and how it can be a foundation for your digital transformation journey.
So until then, keep those questions coming, and we'll see you back here soon for more on SOA.
Welcome back to our deep dive on service-oriented architecture. It's great to continue this exploration.
Yeah, let's pick up where we left off. You mentioned we'd be taking a closer look at Oracle Fusion Cloud and how it's like a prime example of SOA principles in action.
That's right. We've been talking about the building blocks of SOA, the concepts. Now imagine those blocks coming to life in a real software suite. That's basically what Oracle Fusion Cloud is.
It's like taking those Lego bricks we talked about
Yeah.
and building an entire city with them. Each district is a different business function, like finance, HR, supply chain, and they all work together smoothly.
A great analogy. And just like SOA aims for interoperability, those Fusion Cloud modules are designed to communicate and share data with each other really effortlessly. This streamlines processes, and you don't need so much manual data entry or reconciliation.
So instead of each department working in its own silo, they're all connected, sharing information in real time. I imagine that leads to much better decision-making and efficiency overall.
Exactly. And this interconnectedness, it's powered by SOA. Each module is basically a self-contained service with clear boundaries and responsibilities, just like those city districts we talked about.
And because it's built on SOA principles, Fusion Cloud inherits all those advantages: the flexibility, scalability, cost-effectiveness, all that. Businesses can pick the modules they need and scale them up or down as things change.
Precisely, like adding new districts to your city or expanding the existing ones without messing up the infrastructure. You adapt to growth and change without having to rebuild everything from scratch.
That agility is so valuable these days with everything moving so fast. But what about companies that already have systems in place? Can they still benefit from Fusion Cloud and SOA?
That's a great question, and one we hear a lot. The good news is that SOA and Fusion Cloud are designed to integrate with existing systems, even those legacy systems that might be a bit older or use different tech.
You mentioned legacy systems before. Could you quickly explain what those are for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Legacy systems are basically older computer systems or applications that are still being used. They might be outdated, but they're often critical to a business.
So they're like those vintage record players. Might not be the latest tech, but they still have value.
Exactly. And with SOA and tools like Oracle Integration Cloud, we can bridge the gap between those legacy systems and modern applications so they can talk to each other and share data effectively.
It's amazing how SOA can connect the old and the new.
It is. It's about using the best of both worlds, the stability of existing systems and the agility and innovation of the cloud.
This reminds me of something from that IELTS Guru You.pdf. document, they highlighted a case study where a company used SOA to integrate their old inventory system with a brand new e-commerce platform. And it led to huge improvements in, like, order fulfillment and customer satisfaction.
That's a great example of how SOA can solve real business problems by connecting those separate systems. The company streamlined their operations, boosted efficiency, and made their customers happier in the end.
It seems like SOA isn't just about technology, then. It's about achieving real business goals.
Exactly. It's about using technology to reach those goals, whether it's happier customers, more revenue, or just making things run smoother.
Okay, so we've seen how Fusion Cloud puts SOA principles into practice and how it can work with existing systems. But can you give us some specific examples of, like, how Fusion Cloud modules translate into real-world benefits?
Absolutely. Let's look at Oracle Fusion HCM, the Human Capital Management module.
Okay, HCM. That's all about managing employees, right?
Yes, everything from hiring and onboarding to payroll, performance reviews, the whole nine yards.
And how does SOA come into play there?
Well, imagine a company with employees all over the world. With Fusion HCM, they can manage all their HR stuff through one platform, no matter where their employees are or what language they speak.
So it's breaking down those geographical barriers and making HR management more centralized and efficient.
Exactly. And because it's SOA-based, each HR function, like recruiting or payroll, it's treated as its own module. So companies can tailor the system to their exact needs. They can use only the modules they want and add new ones as they grow.
That's great, that level of customization, instead of being stuck with a one-size-fits-all solution.
Precisely. And they know the system is built for interoperability and scalability, so it can grow and adapt along with their business.
Okay, so we've seen how SOA makes Fusion Cloud work and how modules like Fusion HCM can really deliver. But I'm curious about the security side of things. With all these connected systems and sensitive data, security has to be a top priority, right?
Absolutely. Oracle takes security very seriously, and Fusion Cloud is built with strong security features from the ground up.
Can you give us some specifics?
Sure. Fusion Cloud uses multi-factor authentication to protect user accounts, data encryption to protect sensitive information, and they release regular security updates to fix any vulnerabilities.
It sounds like they've got multiple layers of security.
Exactly. They also provide auditing and monitoring tools so businesses can track what's happening, spot any suspicious activity, and make sure they're following all the regulations.
So it's not just about building a secure system. It's about giving businesses the tools to stay secure over time.
Exactly. Security is an ongoing thing, and Fusion Cloud helps businesses with that.
This is all incredibly helpful. We've explored how Fusion Cloud uses SOA principles, how flexible it is, how it works with existing systems, and how seriously it takes security.
And we've seen how modules like Fusion HCM can really benefit businesses, streamlining HR, helping manage a global workforce, all that.
But I feel like there's still more to learn about Fusion Cloud and all the things it can do.
You're right. We've only just scratched the surface. There's a whole world of features, benefits, real-world applications we haven't even touched on.
Well, I guess it's time to go even deeper then.
Indeed. In the next part of our deep dive, we'll look at some specific Fusion Cloud use cases and see how businesses are using it in different industries to transform their operations and get amazing results.
I can't wait. We'll uncover those hidden gems and see Fusion Cloud in action. Until then, keep those questions coming, and we'll see you back here soon for the final part of our SOA deep dive. Welcome back to our deep dive on service-oriented architecture. We've covered a lot of ground, but we saved the best for last.
Absolutely. It's been a fascinating journey so far. We've gone from the basic concepts of SOA to Oracle's role and, of course, a deep dive into Oracle Fusion Cloud.
And now it's time to see it all in action. I'm really excited to explore how Fusion Cloud is being used in the real world across all sorts of industries.
Great. Let's revisit that IELTSURU.pdf you sent. I remember a really interesting use case with a global manufacturing company.
Oh, right. The one that was struggling with their supply chain. What were their challenges specifically?
Well, they had manufacturing plants, warehouses, suppliers all over the world, and each one was using a different system. It made it almost impossible to keep track of inventory, manage production, and, you know, respond to customers quickly.
Sounds like a complete mess. So how did SOA and Fusion Cloud come to the rescue?
They implemented Oracle Fusion Supply Chain Management, which, as we discussed, is a perfect example of SOA in action. It gave them a single platform to manage their entire supply chain.
So they went from a bunch of separate systems to one central hub for all their supply chain data.
Exactly. And because it's built on SOA, each step in the supply chain, from buying materials to planning to manufacturing to delivery, it's all treated as a modular service.
Meaning they could easily integrate their existing systems, like their warehouse management or transportation systems, right into Fusion SCM.
Precisely. And they could customize it too, only using the modules they needed and tweaking them to fit their workflow.
It's like building a custom Lego set for their whole supply chain. They chose the right pieces and connected them in a way that made everything more efficient.
Perfect analogy. And the results were impressive. They lowered their inventory costs, optimized their production schedules, got products delivered faster, and they had real-time visibility into their entire supply chain.
That's incredible. It really shows how SOA can tackle tough business problems and deliver real results.
It does, and this is just one example. We're seeing similar success stories in healthcare, finance, retail, you name it.
Can you give us a sneak peek into how SOA is transforming those industries?
Of course. In healthcare, hospitals are using Oracle Fusion Healthcare to make patient admissions smoother, manage electronic health records, and improve care coordination.
So they're connecting different departments, admissions, billing, clinical care, to create a better experience for patients.
Exactly. And in finance, banks are using Oracle Fusion Financial to manage risk, prevent fraud, and stay compliant with all those regulations.
It sounds like SOA is helping them navigate a really complex world.
Absolutely. And in retail, companies are using Oracle Fusion Customer Experience to personalize marketing, improve customer service, and build stronger relationships with their customers.
It's amazing how SOA can be applied to so many different fields.
It really speaks to the flexibility and adaptability of this approach. And as technology keeps evolving, we can expect even more innovative uses for SOA in the future.
We've talked a lot about the success stories. But are there any potential downsides or challenges that businesses should know about when implementing SOA?
That's a really important question. Like with any approach, SOA needs careful planning and execution to be successful. One challenge is making sure there's clear communication and governance between all the teams involved.
So you need to break down those silos, not just between systems, but also between departments and people.
Exactly. You need to clearly define roles and responsibilities, establish good communication channels, and make sure everyone is on the same page.
What about the technical side? Anything specific to keep in mind?
Yes. It's crucial to pick the right tools and technologies for your needs and goals. And you absolutely need skilled people who understand SOA principles and best practices.
So implementing SOA isn't something you just do on your own. You need expert help to do it right.
Definitely. Partnering with experienced consultants or vendors can really increase your chances of success.
So careful planning, clear communication, the right expertise, and the right tools, those are the keys to unlocking SOA's potential.
Precisely. And remember, SOA isn't a finish line. It's a journey. It's about constantly improving, adapting, and innovating.
It's about a whole new way of thinking about software and business, one that embraces flexibility, agility, and connection.
Well said. As you continue to learn about SOA, remember those key principles: interoperability, reusability, scalability, flexibility. They can really transform your business.
And thanks to those insights from the IELTSGuruU.pdf, it's been a fantastic guide for our deep dive.
It has been a great resource. It's clear you've put in the effort to understand this topic, and I'm sure you'll find creative ways to use SOA to achieve your goals.
This has been an incredible journey. We've gone from the basics of SOA to real-world applications, and we've seen how it can change businesses across industries.
We've busted some myths, explored powerful tools like Oracle Fusion Cloud, and uncovered the secrets to successful SOA implementation.
And most importantly, we've hopefully given you, our listener, a deeper understanding of SOA and how it can open up new possibilities and drive real change.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the limits of what's possible with technology.
Until next time, this is The Deep Dive signing off.